Welcome to the Classy Ring of Time podcast. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
And it's time to get classy.
Yes, it is. And surprisingly enough, there's not as much hate being thrown.
I was like, can we talk about new wrestling things?
We can, just in time, because we got a pay-per-view coming up.
Yeah.
So we need to stop talking about the last one.
I'm scared to poke my head out.
Right. No, we did get a couple comments on Inside Pulse, but a lot of it was, you know, I don't want to make...
People have said their piece.
Right, people have said their piece, and a lot of it is the stuff that we've kind of already covered, and it's just, it's one of those things where I am not going to agree with a lot of them.
Yeah, but...
They're not going to agree with our stance of being able to criticize audiences.
But in all honesty, we have a theoretical hour to fill, and it's
right.
Kind of been a busy week,
mm-hmm.
All things considered.
Yeah.
And we have to do the pay-per-view rundown, so...
And we're just so tired of talking about this...
So, just, alright, so new things. I want to point out this week.
Okay.
One, it has been announced that, Samoa Joe is leaving TNA.
Yep.
Both
confirmed by both parties.
Yep. As amicable as it can be, I guess.
Right. I mean, it's one of those things, like,
wasn't a punk situation.
No. And honestly, the product had left him in the trails years ago. So really, like, Samoa Joe should have left a long time ago, because it was very clear they were going to give him scraps, if anything.
Yeah.
So, that being said, where do you think he's going to end up, if he ends up anywhere, or he just goes and lives a nice private life somewhere?
Yeah. Well, I don't think he is done yet. He's still... I mean, he is famous enough in specific circles, well-known circles, that he's going to cut himself a nice indie
mm-hmm.
niche. Maybe get some Ring of Honor time, maybe get some...
Well, from what I hear, he doesn't have a great relationship with current
regime,
Ring of Honor.
Yeah, but how often does that thing get turned around?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Could be a work, it could just be, you know, something that could easily be, you know, settled behind the curtain, fine, whatever. I honestly think it's probably more likely he goes to New Japan.
Yeah, I mean, New Japan's kind of the big place to go, right?
Right. He could easily, you know, be the billionth member of Bullet Club, or be one of the guys going up against Bullet Club.
Yeah.
Either way, he fits in perfectly.
There has been some talk about...
Naturally.
Obviously, WWE interest. He's 35. I don't think anybody is expecting him to ever hold the WWE championship, but... NXT might be interested in him.
Right. I mean, there's rumors going around that, you know, Samoa Joe is a guy that Triple H has had his eye on for a while.
Yeah.
So, here's your chance, I guess.
See, honestly, the thing is, like, I would be thrilled if Samoa Joe showed up in NXT.
No, I would too, yeah.
Because one of the... Triple H has done a lot of talking about making NXT its own brand and its own alternative,
mm-hmm.
which he's done a good job of doing, but there's always been this overhanging cloud of, at any point, the higher-ups are going to pluck these guys.
Right.
And, you know, honestly, I'm just grateful that they haven't yet, especially with, like, Sami Zayn and Aaron Neville and stuff.
Yeah, and then as much as I want to see those guys on the main show, I also don't want to see them, like, handled any or changed any from what they're doing
and
now.
And there's also a big fish, small pond scenario. I'm seeing some great main event matches from Sami Zayn that he just won't get the time or consideration to do.
And it'll be a while before he does.
Right, exactly. But somebody like Samoa Joe shows up. He's, you know, I don't think WWE's interested in him in the long run.
No,
Vince isn't, at least.
Yeah.
So you get him on NXT.
Mm-hmm.
You let NXT really work some NXT magic with him. He becomes like a staple of NXT, you know, a constant kind of champion.
Right.
Sitting there, you know, like William Regal's going to be a staple of NXT.
Right.
You know,
managerial standpoint.
Right. He's a guy that's not there to move up.
Right.
You know, and so if you have a guy that is, you know, even if he's just like a final gatekeeper of
mm-hmm.
the main event scene of NXT or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that if Triple H does want to genuinely pull NXT into an alternative brand kind of thing,
yeah,
I think is something that long term they're going to need to start looking at.
Yeah.
And there are worse places that you can start than Samoa Joe.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Not clearly. It's one of those things where, you know, a lot of people seem to be more interested in getting that developmental contract than they were before.
Yeah.
You know, especially with this whole NXT thing put in place. Because they're seeing, you know, how well they're being treated now. Like, mm-hmm. I, you know, you heard all the horror stories of going through FCW or
Ohio Valley.
WW. You know, they were treated like, you know, developmental guys in really weird or really rough conditions, which is pretty much the norm for a lot of guys up and coming.
Yeah.
Around the country. But now that there's, you know, the bar's been raised, so to speak, and it's a steady paycheck, and it's not a great paycheck, but it's steady, and you have a great facility to hone your craft at.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of guys who are a little bit older that would have scoffed at, you know, WWE handing them a developmental contract because they feel like, you know, they're beyond that. Now, maybe they're, you know, they won't scoff at it so much because, you know, there's so much more of an upside to it.
Yeah.
As far as living condition.
Yeah.
I think with it, the way it is now, it's more likely that Samoa Joe would be willing to,
I mean,
knowing that he's got a thin,
well, that's the thing, is
chance
like,
of making the main roster.
And you know, Samoa Joe shows up on any WWE television, there's at least a certain set of eyeballs that are seeing Samoa Joe for the first time.
Right.
You know?
And I mean, honestly,
even with his impressive career behind him, like.
Right. And you know what, honestly, he might be a big enough of a name that WWE just decides to go ahead and put him on the main show as like a surprise or something.
Yeah.
And just kind of pull an angle like that, because there's really like, it's hard, with the way they're going now, it's hard to pull any sort of like surprise angle debuting new guys because of NXT.
Yeah, well that's the thing, is like, they can't, it's not like, you know, the days of, you know, the Monday Night Wars.
Right.
Sting was the last one of those.
Right.
Samoa Joe's probably the next.
Him and AJ Styles, I would say.
Of what are they doing here kind of thing?
Yeah.
And that the crowd would be excited about.
Yeah.
And not be confused about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, so for that aspect, you know, probably maybe
Austin Aries.
That too. But those are guys that, you know, they'll, you know, maybe work out in private.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm sure Sting is probably doing. Mm-hmm. You know, and just do it that way. Much like they did with Rock.
Yeah.
Whenever he was coming back.
Yeah.
It's one of the things where the possibilities are endless, and honestly, I'm excited to see wherever he ends up, because wherever he does end up is probably going to give him, you know, the status within that company that he deserves.
Yeah.
Which,
whoever gets him next knows they're getting a treat.
Yes, yes. And, you know, it's one of those things where we just don't know exactly how long he wants to do this. And yeah. So, you know, a lot of it, the trend nowadays is, you know, if you're nearing the, or you think you're nearing the end, try a WWE NXT coaching position. Because mm-hmm. we've got, you know, a number of guys that are trying that now.
Or start a podcast.
Or start a podcast. You know, they're flooding our market. No, let's not encourage that. No. Go get a coaching job at NXT. Don't encroach
hey,
on us.
Hey,
good enough.
You don't think I could get a coaching job at NXT?
No, I don't. What are you going to coach them? How to podcast?
For the end of their careers in 20 to 30 years.
Fair enough.
Doing that long-term thing. Also in the news, apparently, Brock Lesnar might be passing on a UFC contract for right after his WWE contract is set to expire.
Right, because of concussion concerns or something like that?
Concussion concerns.
I smell a work.
Yeah?
I mean, and again, like, it's natural for us to be kind of, you know, conspicuous about that, but, this might be how they get around fans crapping on their main event, knowing that Brock is going to leave the next day. Put a little bit of doubt within the back of their minds. Maybe that won't happen as much.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's very hard to do that in this day and age.
Oh,
to take it from middle of February all the way to the end of March and mm-hmm. keep that down. And, like, the thing is, like, you go back to, you know, any other thing that was, like, bad. Like, go back to even to the pipe bomb, which was, you know, several years ago now. It's 4 years ago now.
Yeah.
But, you know, the as it was happening was what is going on. Yeah. Within 24 hours, everybody had a good idea of how much of a work it was.
Well,
how much.
About a couple hours after, honestly, because it was a, they had to tape the next show.
Yeah.
Because they were off the next week.
Yeah.
So, you kind of understood exactly how much of an angle this was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, even if, like, because here's the thing. Regardless of what his intentions are beyond WrestleMania, Brock Lesnar is going to be off for a while.
Yeah.
Probably. Because we're assuming he's going to lose his championship. Or even if he doesn't, he's still probably going to be off for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, they could easily play, if he loses the championship, they could easily play it off like, oh, he's gone to go, you know, lick his wounds, or, and then, you know, he's up in Canada or whatever in the middle of nowhere, and he brings trainers and he's training for UFC.
Well, here's the thing. If Brock wants another run at UFC, now's the time to do
it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean,
contract is running out.
Not that Brock isn't, you know, yeah, in the peak of his physical ability.
Right. So,
but, like, he is also aging. We're all aging. I mean, he's also aging, and, you know.
Right.
So,
and you don't know exactly how long he's going to be able to do this.
Yeah. And signing another year contract is another, with WWE is another year.
Yeah.
UFC would clearly want Brock Lesnar back.
Right.
They signed Punk. Like,
yeah.
That's the thing. If they're willing to sign Punk,
they'll very much welcome Brock Lesnar with long arms. Because UFC has a lot of cleaning up to do.
Yeah.
Things have not been going great for them the past few months.
But UFC also recently signed the Reebok deal.
I don't know anything about that.
It's a sponsorship with Reebok, so Reebok's going to be on everything. A lot of UFC guys were upset about that, mm-hmm. my understanding is, because they can't advertise for individual people anymore.
Oh, okay.
Brock can still advertise for Jimmy John's
UFC. Ironclad contract, dude. Like, that Jimmy John's ad was just, it won't die. He gets to use it in WWE, he gets to use it if he goes back to UFC.
Well, I'm saying
like a lifetime.
I don't know if he would if he went back to UFC.
Oh, okay.
I think WWE is, I'm assuming WWE is making some sort of special exception for him.
Right.
You know, cause it's Brock Lesnar.
Well, that, and he, you know, wants to probably keep the contract that he has.
Yeah. And so, you know, that, if that is the case, and I don't know everybody's specific contracts with everybody else.
Yeah.
But if that is the case, staying with WWE just became financially the better decision because you're getting that Jimmy John's money that you suddenly won't be getting at UFC.
Right. Because that Jimmy John's money is a lot more consistent than he would if he only worked certain schedules or worked UFC and wasn't getting that paycheck from them so much. I'm assuming WWE probably isn't making anything from it because on their video games, they always leave out the logos.
Yeah.
So, well, there's that.
Yeah, the thing is also, Brock can do the WWE schedule he's doing right now for another 5 years. Easy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very much.
You know, and that's, so, here's the thing. If Brock Lesnar is extending his WWE contract past WrestleMania,
mm-hmm.
how do you want WrestleMania main event to end at that point?
If he's staying past?
Yes, because before the discussion was who do you want to take it off Brock, because he's leaving at that
point. I mean, you're gonna, like, either way, you're gonna have to get it off Brock at some point, you know, unless you really want him to continue his once every few pay-per-view, you know, championship mm-hmm. reign. So,
and is that something that you are genuinely tired of?
Kinda. You know, like, it would be nice to have a championship match at every pay-per-view like we usually do. Now, of course, I say that, and then there were times where we get these championship matches that were just put together because it was a pay-per-view, and we get annoyed at that, too.
Right.
You know, so yeah, it was, it's kind of a nice break from it.
I mean,
but I'm getting at the point where I'm kind of ready for, see more
changes. Well, the thing is, like, I look back on it, the thing Brock really missed for me was Survivor Series.
Yeah.
It didn't kill me that he wasn't at TLC, it didn't kill me he wasn't at Hell in a Cell.
Right.
I was like, he should have been at Survivor Series. But, on the flip side, they pulled off a great Survivor Series with that. They had the great match and they had the same appearance, and so like,
alright, because Lord knows there probably would have been another John Cena Brock Lesnar match.
Well, the thing is, like, it didn't need a championship match. That pay-per-view as an event all on its own did not need a championship match.
Right.
So I've missed the champion on the daily, on the weekly show.
Yeah.
But Paul Heyman's done a lot to make his presence felt, done a lot to kind of
poke at the fire.
Yeah, keep that going. I have not really felt like, the pay-per-views needed more championship defenses.
Right.
I mean, you look at, even just comparing it to UFC, there are occasional UFC pay-per-views where the main event is a number one contendership match.
Yeah.
Or a co-main event is for a number one contendership. I would not be against that fight. I like the fact that Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan, however we got there, I like that they are fighting for the number one contendership, and that is a pay-per-view worthy event.
Yeah.
That these two guys are both fighting just for the chance to get it. I like that. So I'm not against Brock maintaining the championship.
Right.
And the thing is, you knowing that it's gonna happen, knowing that Brock is gonna lose, kind of takes away from the ability of the person that beat him. Brock.
Right.
Brock breaking the streak, one of the reasons it was so unbelievable and so shocking.
Because everyone felt like it wasn't gonna happen.
Exactly. It was so a given that it wasn't gonna happen that year.
Right.
Let's say they went the whole way, and even if everybody was on board with this being Roman's moment in the sun, this is his time to, you know, go there and defeat the beast kind of thing, beat the person who beat the streak, beat the person who's held the title captive since SummerSlam, that kind of thing, and he wins, there's this little part where you're like, well, Roman Reigns didn't beat Brock Lesnar, expiring contracts beat Brock Lesnar.
Right.
You know? So,
that's what I'm saying, like, this, what it does now is it creates a little bit of doubt. This story. You know?
But the more that I think about it, the more I'm like, I would be all for Brock Lesnar, even if he's facing Daniel Bryan, I would be all for Brock Lesnar retaining. I think that, I think that's the last bit of allure that they can put onto the championship.
Yeah.
Of, it's on Brock. Brock broke the streak. Brock decimated Cena. And Brock's, one of those, like, Brock's shown up to play every single time since then.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's, and I think back to, like, the first year of Brock's return, I'm like, I'm kind of dumb Brock Lesnar.
Because we had that trio of Triple H matches.
Yeah. Well, they had the trio of Triple H matches, and then the great Punk match.
And that's kind of what...
I'm like, back on board, but then it was a Big Show match. I was like, alright, then we're done again.
Well, it was a Big Show, so I had, like, you know, stifled kind of expectations from there.
Right, but I'm saying, like, that's two matches and a year and a half of matches I'm excited for Brock.
Fair enough, yeah.
You know? So, but Brock has had, in just a few matches, a stellar SummerSlam onward. Yeah. He's still at WrestleMania on, because he broke the streak at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know, so, I don't know, I wouldn't be against Brock retaining at WrestleMania.
No, I wouldn't be against it either. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It's one of those things where I want to wait until I see a little bit more play out between here and there. You know, just see what else gets put out there.
Yeah.
As far as, like, rumors or, you know, oh, there's a new contract on the table or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm reserving that until we get closer to WrestleMania.
All right, that sounds...
But first, we gotta get through Fastlane.
Yeah, Fastlane.
Vroom, vroom, vroom!
No.
No? No
Vroom Vroom? I'm not joining in on that. Let's start at the bottom of this card.
Honk honk.
Start at the bottom of this card.
There's no pre-show match?
This is gonna be the pre-show match. One of these three on the bottom is gonna be the pre-show match.
Probably. Oh wow, they're doing, okay, alright. Sorry, I was looking ahead. We got a 6-man tag team match, which was announced, today actually. Ziggler, Rowan, Ryback, Rollins, Kane, Big Show.
Yeah.
Because you gotta give Seth Rollins something to do, you gotta give, for some reason you have to get Kane and Big Show something to do. I'm so sick of them.
Here's the thing, like, I have come down truly and stoutly against one superstar in my entire time doing this.
Yeah, I know.
And I think Big Show might be number two.
Oh, he sure is number two, all right. Poop joke.
Big Show might be the second one. Might just, like...
Yeah.
I think I can go and find that Sheamus article and just control replace Sheamus for Big Show.
Right.
And just reprint the whole thing like a brand new article.
Well, Big Show's a heel now, though. We'll just wait a few months. That'll change. That'll change.
I'm telling you, I'm just... The one way that they can save this... I'm just gonna lay this out to you right now. Here's how you completely turn around. Is you give Big Show a complete ripoff of a Two-Face gimmick. Where he has a coin, and he has to flip it to decide that if he's gonna take the heel path or the face path.
Like a friggin' silver dollar. Otherwise, it's gonna, anything.
Oh no, you'll have to give him like one of those commemorative Super Bowl coins.
Because if you get him a quarter, it's going to look like, you know, a button.
So. In his hand. Just, it'll be. If they do that, I'm back on board.
Right.
And especially if they actually adhere to the coin. They just let the coin land and it says heel or face on it. And however, we see WWE creative happening live in the
true
ring.
True wrestling improv.
If Big Show is going to be a heel or a face in this match.
Nah, I'd be on board if that would happen. But I don't see that happening for this match.
No, I don't.
No. Honestly, I don't think anything about this match. I don't really care about anything that
this is the most filler of the filler matches.
And it's saying a lot because we got, you know, guys we like in here. Well, okay, it's got two guys that we like in here. We got Ziggler and Rollins.
Yeah, Ziggler and Rollins. I'm gonna go Ziggler because I'll always go Ziggler.
So, Ziggler team win?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Alright, we got two for Team Ziggler.
Okay, so why is Goldust versus Stardust happening now?
As opposed to WrestleMania?
Yeah. Or do you think shenanigans? Because I'm also thinking shenanigans for Rusev versus Cena.
Well, that's the thing, is like, you know, and it's the tricky thing about that pay-per-view between Royal Rumble and WrestleMania.
Right.
Like, it looked like, you know, are we gonna have shenanigans for this one and for the tag team match? Because that's kind of what I assumed was gonna be the tag team matchup at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess Dean can win, but then we'll have a rematch for that. And, you know, unless AJ comes back, I'm pretty much seeing a rematch for the Divas Championship. And
so you think a lot of this is pre-WrestleMania?
I don't know.
Which is weird, because usually they don't let anyone that's going up against each other at WrestleMania touch each other until WrestleMania.
But the Chamber is gone.
Yeah.
And the Chamber took up a lot of time.
Especially when you had two of them.
Mm-hmm. And so that's the thing is,
what do you do? Yeah. So Goldust versus Stardust. I want to say Stardust is probably going to win. But I still feel like shenanigans are going to happen to lead to WrestleMania.
Okay.
Unless this is like the Darren Young Titus O'Neil from, I think, either last year or the year before, where it was like, it's a feud that's ending now, we just kind of picked a bad time, and so we're going to go ahead and end it now here at the end of the Elimination Chamber. That way it's just done, and because there's not going to have any time for them to cover it at Elimination Chamber, at WrestleMania.
Are you officially going down on Stardust?
Yeah, I'll say Stardust is
going
to win.
Alright, I'm going Stardust as well. I kind of think that they're more higher on Cody than they are Dustin, and that's fair, you know.
Right, you know, go the younger guy. guy who supposedly has more upside.
Yeah.
Just based on age.
I think that, you know, they can milk this by they're having a Goldust versus Stardust match now, and if they have a Cody Rhodes versus Dustin Rhodes with Dusty referee match at WrestleMania.
I don't know about referee, but maybe guest enforcer. Maybe do guest enforcer for Dusty.
I don't know, but you know,
but yeah, something along those lines where like, non-gimmick match mm-hmm. whatsoever with those two.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dustin Rhodes comes out wrestling in jeans and cowboy boots.
Yeah.
And Cody comes out, I don't know,
with traditional coat, like...
Well, wearing a Zelda costume or something, I don't know. The guy really likes Zelda.
Yeah, but he has not wrestled as... I mean, he still has Cody Rhodes ring gear.
Oh, man. If Cody Rhodes gets a Zelda gimmick... He'd go full tilt.
He'd go full
tilt. I'm sorry. A Link. A Link gimmick. No one knows that... Well, hardly anyone knows that Link is the actual main character that you play as, and everyone just assumed that's Zelda.
I mean, everybody knows that.
You can't assume wrestling fans know that. Okay, I'm sorry. You can't assume Vince McMahon knows that.
Okay, that's true.
There we go. Let's put it that way.
That's fair enough. I'm just saying, like, yeah, he'd go full commitment, but they're not even hinting at that. That's just something you made up right now, and you're acting like it's gonna happen.
Well, you know, I could dream. I've made very wild predictions in the past that have come true.
Alright.
Okay, next, so I don't even want to hear that.
Do you want to make this your prediction? Stardust comes out in a Legend of Zelda gimmick?
Well, no. Because we're betting winners and losers.
Do you want for bonus points? I'll give you for bonus points.
And he starts dressing up as Link?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'll hold off on until WrestleMania. Because right now, we know they're going to be Stardust and Goldust.
Okay, fine.
So I'll hold off on that. I will hold that card.
All right. Next up, we have the Usos facing off Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, the Brass Ring Club.
Yes. I want to say Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, but something tells me that they're just kind of
placeholders for the Usos' real contenders. WrestleMania match.
Yeah. I don't know who their real WrestleMania would be.
Are you going to go Usos?
Yeah, sure.
Why all right. Usos, I mean...
But only who would they...
That's the thing. Like,
unless they do the tag team turmoil or
Usos,
whatever.
Usos...
The four battle royal thing. I don't know.
Yeah, Usos is the smart choice. However, I am currently winning, so I can afford to vote for Tyson Kidd and Cesaro.
Look at you.
So yeah, I'm gonna go wild card on this one.
You're winning because we lost the sheet that we wrote on.
I know, but we also recorded our entire discussion of it, and it's still on the internet, so I can go back and find it.
I know, but you seem very sure that you won.
I won last year.
By one freaking match!
I'm just saying, if you win, if you go this whole year, and you get every single one right, and I get every single one wrong, for the rest of 2015, we'll be tied.
That's not how that works, but fine, whatever.
You'll have 1 year, and I'll have 1 year.
Okay, we'll be tied. Fine. That's still not how that works. Okay, moving on to the Intercontinental Championship match. Bad News Barrett versus Dean Ambrose. Yeah, I don't know. Like, they're not doing a whole lot with Barrett. But then again, they're not really doing a whole lot with Dean either.
I'm giving it to Dean. I'll go ahead and tell you, I'm giving it to Dean.
Okay.
If you want to go for me or against me. With me or against me, I guess.
I don't know, I can see a lot of it of Bad News Barrett kind of weaseling out the win or whatever, and then Dean continuing to chase because he wants to be on that wall or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then have Dean just Dean it up and find a way to convince Barrett to do a WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
You know? But then again, the Intercontinental Championship is rarely defended at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know, aside from Cody and Big Show from a couple years ago.
Why would you do that? Why do you like to see me sad?
My own guilty pleasure, I guess. I don't know.
You know, you should like look over it and think about it before the podcast starts, so we don't have just like long stretches of podcast of you grunt thinking.
Maybe you should, like, criticize me off the air long before we record the podcast so we don't have to hear you just taking me behind the woodshed.
The reason I'm going with Dean Ambrose is because he has basically carried this feud. He's the one that's been coming out and doing all the talking and pushing for the feud, and I feel like that's WWE getting used to having Dean Ambrose and IC Champ in the same sentence. He's the one that they seem to want on the screen. Bad News Barrett is their champion, and he's hardly been on the screen for this feud.
You're very right. Yeah. You convinced me. I'll go Dean Ambrose.
See, I was trying to get you to go Barrett, but you just...
But you argued for Dean Ambrose why he would win.
Because I picked Dean Ambrose. This is why I want you to pick before the podcast, so I can, like, destroy you with earth-shattering logic. And then you're like, darn.
But see, that's why I don't pick them, because I can just hear you make valid points. Well, and I'm like, I agree. Put me down for the same.
All right. You got to pick now. Rusev or Cena?
Shenanigans. I say DQ, no one wins.
Okay, so who is going the way?
Or DQ, not like dissatisfied finish, so view continues.
Well, obviously that. But okay, but are you saying that...
Rusev wins with shenanigans.
Okay, so Rusev wins, so it's not... It's not a Rusev gets disqualified and John Cena wins, but Rusev keeps the title?
Why do you have to have so much gray area? Rusev wins with the... Or Rusev leaves with the championship.
Okay, but who wins the match? That's what we're picking, is who's winning the match.
Like, why do you have to be such a stickler for... Why didn't you do this for the Intercontinental Championship? Huh? Like, oh yeah, this might be a DQ or whatever, blah blah blah. You didn't go into like all this freaking detail. Now you are because... Because
here's the thing. If Dean wins, but Bad News Barrett retains the championship, if Bad News Barrett disqualifies himself, then we still both get points for Dean.
Okay.
Even though Barrett's still the champion. But it's not a large issue with this. It's gonna be a huge issue in the Rusev and Cena match.
Yeah, I know. That's why I hate that you're doing this right now.
Which is why you need to clarify.
If I only get, like, one of the two conditions, I get, like, half a point or something?
No, you just have to pick who is the winner in the record books, in the official WWE record books, who wins their match at Fastlane. Who is declared the winner?
Rusev.
Rusev, I'm going Rusev as well.
Okay. Because I feel like they're going to play up the eye injury, and I feel like Rusev is going to do the whole target the injury and relentlessly go after it until John Cena, you know, can't respond or pull something behind the ref's back or something like that.
Yeah,
something along those lines.
I think they also it's very possible they might conveniently forget the other times Rusev has been disqualified. And really play up the Rusev has never been defeated angle.
Yeah.
So they need to have him down as the winner here.
Yeah.
Nikki Bella versus Paige.
It really should be Paige.
I'm going Paige.
Yeah.
But I can afford to vote with my heart.
I'll go with Paige too. Just because. Sure, why not?
All right.
Unless they want to have AJ come back soon.
But see, I feel like even if they have AJ come back soon, I'd rather see AJ and Paige at Mania than...
No, yeah, I agree. Unless they want to do... Well, because I think they have Paige working as a... Yeah, Paige is working as a face
but
now.
See, you could... Yeah, you can do that, but you can but even cares, make that yeah. face versus face. The story is so much more there of... Last year, I was the champion at WrestleMania, and you took that from me the night after WrestleMania... With, you know, and that, it's been...
But they already had, like, kind of a full, complete feud last year.
Yeah, but it's WrestleMania.
Fair enough.
It's WrestleMania.
Fair enough. I like how that's pretty much a valid argument for us. It's like, but it's WrestleMania.
Yeah. So, I think AJ versus Paige is the Divas feud to put down at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Alright, fair enough. Yeah, I'll go with Paige too, yeah.
Alright.
That leaves us
final
with...
match.
Main event. Assumingly.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, winner, goes to WrestleMania to face Brock.
Yes. How do you think this is gonna go down? Prediction time. Not speculation time, but we're in prediction time now. Are you predicting that they're gonna let Daniel Bryan win this match?
Daniel Bryan's gonna win.
You think so?
Uh-huh. And then some face thing happens between here and WrestleMania, and they're like, no. P1 Royal Rumble, Ironclad, whatever, blah, 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 contract stuff. Put him in there as well. You know? Both guys have a legitimate claim to it. Like, Daniel Bryan had his claim with, you know, I never got a rematch or whatever. But now he's got this match, which is, in WWE land, is, you know, binding.
Mm-hmm.
So, go with it that way, and then we get the three-way at the WrestleMania, and freaking hooray.
It's weird that, like, a three-way is kind of, like, the most disappointing of the options.
Right. Even though we just saw a great one with Cena, Rollins, and Brock. And Brock. So, and, you know, with Daniel Bryan there, and you have a guy who's able to call a match, so that should make me feel better. But I would much, much rather just see Daniel Bryan versus Brock. I really would.
Would you rather see Roman and Brock versus seeing the triple threat?
Now that I think about it, probably not.
Really?
Yeah, I would rather have... Because again, like, it comes back to, you know, we're not so sure either guy could really be, I don't know if trusted is the right word, but dependent upon for calling the match during the match.
Yeah.
Unless they plan it all out ahead of time, and that rarely ever works out. The only time it's probably ever worked out is WrestleMania 3.
Yeah.
With Stone Cold, or not Stone Cold, that's what...
Stone Cold's memorable match at WrestleMania 3.
Oh, it's late. It's late. And I'm a year older now, and my memory's going. Between Macho Man and Steamboat.
And Stone Cold.
Yes. Steamboat, Stone Cold, Steve Austin. Oh, I've got a headache.
Coming in with that surprise glass shattering as the tiny ring moves to the big ring.
And Gorilla Monsoon just doesn't know what to say.
Oh, man.
Probably something offensive about Pearl Harbor.
I will go to Daniel Bryan as well.
Yeah. Because like I said, like it's if the end result is this three-way at WrestleMania, this is the easiest way to go about it. And as we saw at Royal Rumble, WWE Creative is apparently all about going the easiest route.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the best route.
Yeah.
Excuse me, what's easy on paper. So that's how I see it happening here.
Well, that's the thing is like...
But then again, I don't know if they're ready for Roman to... Because they're so high on him right now, I don't know if they're ready to see him lose just outright.
Yeah.
But then again, it is Daniel Bryan, so it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, well, of course, everyone loses Daniel Bryan.
But that beckons the question is who ends up with the title? Because if all this is a roundabout way to get us to not boo, if Roman gets the title, it's gonna be all for naught.
Right.
Roman, we're just gonna boo Roman.
I know. Even if Daniel Bryan is involved in the main event at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're gonna, they're gonna get booed out of the building.
You cannot get Roman Reigns through WrestleMania with the title and as a face. I do not see how that's happening.
Although, I could also see WWE pulling the cheap local pop in Santa Clara for WrestleMania, because I know for a fact Roman Reigns is a San Francisco 49er fan.
Yeah.
There's a good chance he'll come out with a giant 49er flag at the main event of WrestleMania. If it happens, I want money. All of you, send me money.
I don't.
If he comes out with it. I'm not going to say he's going to wear a Kaepernick jersey, because Kaepernick's gross. But if he, I fully think he might come out with a giant 49ers flag, which would play absolutely horribly, because I'd say at least 80% of people that go to WrestleMania come from all over the world.
Yeah. You can't pander to the local crowd at WrestleMania.
But I wouldn't put it past WWE to try it.
Because
they will overlook it completely.
We will see. And that's the thing. It's like, we'll see. I'm really interested in this match still,
mm-hmm.
because I just... You can see them. They want it to be Roman Reigns so bad.
Right.
They want it so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see them, and I can see them want it, and I can see, like, they keep, like, dipping their toe in that water, and the boos start up, and they back off again, and they want it so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're both agreeing on that. We're really only differing on
the
tag team match, really.
Yeah, I went Tyson. I voted my heart.
All right. I mean, I want to see that, too.
Yeah.
It's just what I think is likely going to happen.
I understand.
Another interesting bit of news that I read about today. And, you know, this might end up being nothing or just, you know, one guy wanting to do something that's probably not going to happen. Whatever. Jake the Snake Roberts wants to have one match.
Yeah.
Just one match. A lot like what Hogan wants. A lot like what we're likely to see from Sting. He wants just one match, and he doesn't even care about winning. Like, he said he wants to put someone over, kind of like how he did with Stone Cold.
Yeah.
You know, someone who's kind of up and coming, and just something to kind of boost somebody to that next level. He wants to talk to Vince whenever he's there for the WrestleMania festivities for next year's WrestleMania, because he really wants that match at WrestleMania, and because it's in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when someone asked him, like, exactly who he wants, he first once said Bray Wyatt, but then he said Bray Wyatt's already at the point where he doesn't need Jake the Snake Roberts. He wants to give it to somebody who is up and coming. And he said he would be open to, like, if they got a really good DDT, they become, like, the master of the DDT from then on. Mm-hmm. Which is saying a lot, considering the guy freaking invented it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I just thought that was really cool of him. Like, he wanted one last match, but, like, he wanted it to be the last match, and he wanted his last match to be in WWE.
Yeah.
And he'd be willing to put somebody over for it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Because, you know, a lot of legends, a lot of Hall of Famers wouldn't be able to put their ego aside like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they eventually probably would be convinced to do it.
Yeah.
But a lot of them would have to take a lot of convincing to do that. You know, but he, you know, specifically sets that out. And again, like, you know, a lot of people have said about him, he's one of the best guys, psychology-wise,
mm-hmm.
that's ever, you know, wrestled. So, that kind of makes sense that he would say that.
Yeah.
I just thought that was interesting.
Well, and it's something where, like, you know, Bray Wyatt is great, but Bray Wyatt's probably, you know, looking at his career trajectory, he's going to be busy at WrestleMania 32.
Probably, yeah.
You know, there's...
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, so that's probably part of the reason why he's just said that Bray Wyatt doesn't need that rub or anything. He's got enough on his own.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of thing where we'll need to... If it's something to come to fruition, we'll start need to look at about Royal Rumble next year to be like, all right, who could actually use that rub?
Right.
Who's, you know, WWE willing to long-term invest in?
You know, he's got a really good DDT.
Who?
Sami Zayn.
I was gonna say, you're picking somebody from NXT.
Yeah. Because of that, he jumps through the turnbuckle, does the tornado DDT.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
So.
Give it to Sami Zayn.
Alright. You wanna do what's making you happy?
Well, what's making me happy is I turned 27 about 20 minutes ago. So during this podcast, I did not yell yippee or yell hooray or whatever. So that is a sign of maturity, my friend. today's my birthday. It isn't when you listen to this. So hooray.
But during recording.
During the recording of this, I officially turned 27.
Alright.
Hooray. I'm gonna have some fun this weekend. I'm gonna do some dinner with, you know, my close circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then this weekend, gonna, you know, spend some time with the family.
Alright.
So, okay, I'm taking it easy.
And
WWE has kept their tradition of their February pay-per-view happening my birthday weekend.
Alright.
Like, for the last 4 or 5 years straight. Loving it.
Good job.
Granted, it's been crappy freaking pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Ugh. Make Elimination Chamber more interesting.
wrestling-related, so this is gonna spoil the next 2 episodes of Parks and Rec. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you haven't seen them,
okay, I know what you're.
If you haven't seen them, don't, you know, just did. If you haven't seen them, as always, follow us on CR Tire and all the plugs.
Blah blah blah.
But if you have seen them, you know exactly what we're talking about. So I, like most people these days, don't watch much TV on the TV. It's a lot of Hulu and Netflix.
Right.
And so Parks and Rec comes on Hulu. That's the easier way to watch it. So, as I was, you know, on the Wednesday after Parks and Rec aired,
mm-hmm.
I am going to go home after work. I'm going to watch Parks and Rec. I'm very excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what should I see but Entertainment Weekly on Facebook with the big splash headline of, oh boy, surprise appearance on Parks and Rec, totally unexpected, you'll never believe who it is, click here to find out, with a big honking picture of Bill Murray right there.
So they're talking about Bill Murray.
And I'm like, you jerks and a half totally ruined the surprise Bill Murray cameo. So I go home, very grumpy, and I am grumpy watching
their surprise appearance of Bill Murray playing a dead body.
Yes. But I'm grumpy watching this whole thing, being like, there's not going to be a surprise appearance, because Entertainment Weekly ruined it for me, stupid right. jerk Entertainment Weekly. And that was totally a surprise appearance, because John Cena appeared out of nowhere.
How was that a surprise?
I didn't know John Cena was going to be on the show.
They said it on Raw the night before.
I didn't pay attention to that part.
They said it like a billion times.
I didn't pay attention to that part.
That's how I knew John Cena was going to be on Parks and Rec.
But see, I didn't know that. That's what's really nice about it.
Alright.
Is I got a surprise appearance.
From John Cena.
From John Cena.
And he got put in the dunk tank.
Yes, and he was scared of a spider. And it was pretty run-of-the-mill as far as...
Well, yeah, that's what I...
Humorous John Cena appearances on...
Fair enough.
...sitcoms. But it made up for Entertainment Weekly ruining the Bill Murray surprise cameo.
I'm gonna be sad when that show wraps up next week.
I know. It's gonna be sad.
It's gonna be a great... It's gonna be great send-off, I know. Because that's what they do.
But you're gonna get that choke-up. You're gonna get that
flip-flip absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else for you?
That's it.
All right. As always, you can follow us on Twitter at CR Attire. We live tweet Mondays and appropriate Sundays, one of which is this Sunday.
Yep.
I believe Chris will be live tweeting.
I will be doing that because you'll be watching the Academy Awards.
I will be.
Fair enough. I understand. If you have any questions, comments, if you still have a little bit of hate mail you want to send us our way, you can send that all to our email. That's classroomringattire@gmail.com.
We are also on iTunes, so the easiest way to follow us, just listen to it there. You click subscribe, you get new episodes every single week, you give us a rating of
5 stars.
Or write a review, all that kind of stuff really helps out the podcast with weird iTunes metrics-y things.
Yes. And if you are listening to us on insidepulse.com/wrestling, leave us a comment on there, we'd love to hear from you.
Also check us out on Facebook, click a like there, easy way to follow the podcast as well, and interact with us.
Just a real quick thing.
All right.
Go to our Facebook, check out a video that someone cut together. It's, 50 Shades of Bray. I laughed my head off when I saw this. I forgot exactly who did it, who cut it together, but we have the link on our Facebook page. You will not be sorry that you clicked on it.
Until next time, stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah!